coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob. How are you today?
I'm well. I hope you are as well. Before we talk about the challenge of the Baylor Bears, just talk about how your preseason camp has gone and how you're feeling about your group headed into the opener.
I think, you know, preseason was good. We've got a couple injuries, but we've seemed to survive it pretty well. I think, you know, we've been blessed with some very hot weather here in Albany in the summer, which is unusual, but the 90 degree weather has been good for us to get out in and practice in preparation of opening with Baylor and Waco, Texas. So all in all, I think we've solidified our two deep. We feel good about who we are, and we're just trying to finalize a few things before we get on the plane headed for Waco.
I think everybody knows what a challenge playing Baylor, especially on the road, is. When you have that as your opening game, what do you most want to see from your team on Saturday?
Well, we keep it pretty simple. We're really interested in being to put our best foot forward in every game. And I think, you know, we feel like this is a new year. We really stumbled last year, but we feel back on track. This game's no different to us than any game. We really have to play our best and line up. I think we have some new people in place, and so there's a lot of moving parts right now. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, showing up and playing our football game is our only chance of playing well every week in our conference and out of conference. So it's really not a whole lot different. We certainly understand the challenges that are in front of us and the type of football team that Baylor is. But, you know, we're a hell of a lot more worried about Albany football than we are anybody else.
Let's start. You mentioned when we talked on media day, obviously you've got a new offensive coordinator with Jared Ambrose and a lot of new pieces on offense, having to replace a quarterback and a guy like Carl Mofor, who's an All-America caliber player. Who are some of the guys who have moved into some of those starting roles on offense for you?
Well, you know, I've been really pleased with Jared. You know, I hadn't really known him. Obviously I know his brother Rob and you know, he's been a really good fit on our staff. And I think that's so important for us, is our internal chemistry is something that is important for your football team, because they feed off that as well. And I think that our dynamic is good. And I think the chemistry is great with the staff, and I can see it growing within the team every week. And that's just a big thing. I've always believed in that. If there's strife in the staff, it certainly can show up on the field. But he's been an easy fit. He's done a really good job. He's a good coach. You know, I was going to take a shot at Rob there, but I hesitated and decided not to compare the two of them. They're so different. It's night and day, but they're both great football coaches. And we're glad to have Jared. On offense, you know, Carl is in many ways was our central piece last year, and obviously. But I think we're a little more diverse now. I think Todd Sibley's a great athlete and a great football player. He's got a chance to be a heck of a player in our league. We're really excited about him and what we've seen so far. Jose Lopez and Landon Alexander, LaVari Banton. We have some depth at running back that we feel like now we don't have to, you know, run Todd every play. We have some situational substitution. So we're excited about that. You know, the quarterback's been a challenge. Getting four guys reps, but it, you know, what we think right now, you know, we're pretty settled on three guys and you know, Reese Poffenberger will start at quarterback, and he's been really good, you know, but the other two guys, it's so close. Joey Carino and Tyler Sikowski, we feel blessed with our quarterback depth right now. We feel good about our offense. I think the receiving core is going to be the biggest improvement we have. I think the talent we have at receiver right now, we have some explosiveness out there that we've lacked, and we have the arms to get it there, and I think we have the O-line to protect them. So, you know, all in all, I'm optimistic about our offense.
Question this morning from Mark Singleis. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Hey, Greg. You mentioned wanting to finalize a few things before you headed down to Waco. Anything in particular?
Really just my end of the thing with organizational. And, you know, we're leaving on Thursday morning and going down. And so we've got a lot of operational things going on right now. I think, you know, the depth chart's pretty settled and right now as far as going into the first game. It's not settled from the standpoint of this is permanently going to be the two deep. It never is, between injuries and development of other players. And so, you know, we got a few things going on, but right now we're pretty locked in about getting down to Baylor and practicing down there, get out in that on their field and move around a little bit. So, but I got right now, Jordan Orlovsky, my director of football, has got the hardest job right now because we're just all the logistics of getting ready to move this football team down to Waco. You didn't ask about quarterback. I'm surprised. I'm proud of you there, Mark.
Hey, we had that discussion last week, right? at defensive end, who do you think you have with Jared Verse being gone? Who do you think you have at that position who can really get after the quarterback?
You know, I think, you know, H.A. Simon has been a massively impressive replacement right now for Jared. Now, he has a very similar skill set. He's very athletic. I've been very, very taken with how coachable he is, and he's a really good football player. I think we're going to be fine there. I think Jared obviously is a great player. It was fun seeing him playing on TV the other day. We're excited for him and what he's accomplishing. And he's one of the positive stories of the transfer portal is it can be beneficial for kids. It was hard for us, but I'm happy for Jared and what's going on for him. But we certainly feel like we've replaced him with some quality people. Anton Junkage is another add-on, a bigger defensive end, physical guy, plays his position really well. We expect Anthony Lang to be an impact player for us this year. We have some people that can rush the passer on the interior, which we're excited about. So I feel good about our overall defensive line. I think this group is eight deep right now, with the chance to be 9 or 10 deep as we progress through the first few weeks. So that's a group that's going to be stressed greatly in this game. We're going to roll our defensive line and keep them as fresh as we can against Baylor on Saturday.
Thank you.
Sure.
Greg, your next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, good morning. Going into Texas this weekend, you know, obviously fertile recruiting ground there. Will you have a chance to maybe check out some high school ball, do a little recruiting, sort of make this a double-sided trip almost?
You know, we really don't get that far in the Southwest in recruiting. And freshman recruiting right now is, you know, I feel bad for high school seniors because it's really changed dramatically, to be honest with you. So this football team has 5 guys that are going to graduate and end their eligibility. We're not as active right now in freshman recruiting, especially out of our primary areas because of the transfer portal. And the amount of players that we're going to be returning next year. But I would love to get down there and recruit more. It's the high school football in Texas is outstanding. And it's a sight to behold sometimes the crowds and the energy behind high school football in Texas. It's from an old Western Pennsylvania guy. It's a great feeling seeing high school football and how important it is in Texas.
Greg, let's just touch a little bit on Baylor as you've taken a look at them. What are the biggest challenges that they present for you both on offense and defense?
You know, I think anytime you play a game, when you play these BCS versus FCS games, there's a lot of challenges just in depth and number of players that they have, scholarships, more money, the whole 9 yards. But the big, you know, this game is a little bit different than the ones we played in the past. You know, I mean, they're ranked number 10 in the country, as high as 5th in some polls. They won the Sugar Bowl last year. So it's not often never in Albany's history have we been talking about a team that won the Sugar Bowl, and we're playing them in that first game of next year. And so there's a lot of challenges with that. But how I've always approached this, and I talk to the kids, is one, I've been on the other side of these games. And I know that when a team comes out and can be themselves and play well in the first half and get the thing into the second half, you never know what will happen. But at the end of the day, we need to start fast and play well earlier, or, you know, you're in trouble, you know, and I think that that's going to be a big emphasis for us, you know, that we get out of the gate and play well and give them everything we have in that first half to get into the second half and see if we can get deeper in the game with them. So that's a challenge. They're very big and athletic, obviously. The defensive lineman is, he might be the only guy bigger than me on the field when I get out there. He's a big one, you know, and he's a really talented guy. You know, it's funny that, you know, as an old defensive lineman, to see a human being that big and that athletic is unusual. So we know the challenges, believe me, but we're excited. We can't wait to get down there and play.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for your time this morning. Safe travels to Waco, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.